This is Northumberland at 5.
Hi, and welcome to Northumberland at 5. I'm Dan Jones, your host for this amazing edition, the last one of July before we head into the long weekend. I know everyone's anticipating that. Great weather ahead. But on today's amazing show, we will go to Port Hope and talk with the co-founders of Melly's, who opened a storefront on Walton Street for the summer to help build confidence, skills, and real working experience for youth with intellectual and developmental disabilities. This is a fantastic program, which originated in Grafton, moved to Whippy, and is now back in Port Hope. They have helped approximately 40 people gain meaningful work. We will have a two-parter episode there. As always, great local music and community announcements all coming your way, so stick around.
We believe the grass is greener on the other side. You know it's the forbidden fruit that keeps us alive. The human race will never be satisfied. We are always looking for another thrilling ride. Who has found the answer? How can we cure this emotional cancer? The right path to take, the one where we make no mistake.
Oh, aches like mine when you comfort me. Is that who you want to be?
Some great local talent there with Garage Dog and Union Duke kicking off a three-song set for your Northumberland at 5. A summer training program has now launched in Port Hope to assist young people with intellectual and developmental disabilities build skills needed to enter the workforce. Melly is a charity, public cafe, and workplace is building practical training, real work experience, and confidence to participants to be successful in employment. Young people with disabilities are less likely to have the resume experience potential employers are expecting. Melly's curriculum develops transferable skills combining repetition and coaching in a paid environment. Amy Ruddle, co-founder at Melly, says many graduates of the program are now gainfully employed.
The goal is to see people with intellectual and developmental disabilities out in the community working with money to buy things, to participate in the same things everyone else gets to participate in, and contributing to their community, a part of life.
So I'm a participant at Mellie's. What does my typical day look like? Do I do an assessment first to get in to find out what my skills needs are or what my interests are? Walk us through that process.
So our assessment is so straightforward. We have an online application where we ask like 3 questions, and then we bring people in to tour the program. So to look at what we're actually doing and decide if it's something that would benefit them. So they make that decision, is this something that I want? The goal for anyone that we bring into the program is that they're going to be pursuing employment in the future. So they want to be a part of the competitive employment world. And so their day, it depends on what we've got structured for the day. Our curriculum's pretty intensive. We have about 400 different activities, and they're all kind of like broken into first how to keep the job, and then how to do the job, and then going out there and getting the job out in the community. So depending on where they are in the program, they're coming in and they're working on activities like how to use your voice, how to self-advocate, how to offer exceptional customer service, like great hospitality skills, understanding the customer, sales, merchandising, presenting products so people are interested in buying them. All the components that you would think of that somebody learns in that first entry-level position out in retail, we're teaching all those skills. And the reason why we're teaching it is because people with disabilities, when they're in high school, while their peers are out getting those formative first jobs where employers are mentoring them and supporting them and teaching them how to work. And we all know that situation. We've all had that first job where somebody's realized that we don't, know everything that we need to know about the workplace. And so they've taken us under their wing and supported us through that process. People with disabilities don't necessarily get that opportunity to get that mentorship. So then they graduate out of high school and they want a job too. And that's their dream and their path. But they don't have any of the experience that their peers have. And so they're starting from square one, but employers don't look at them in the same way. They think that what they can't do is a fixed limit, and so that they don't apply that same mentorship that they would apply to a teen just getting their first job. Somebody with a disability doesn't get that. They see that fixed limit and they think that they can't grow. Well, they can. And so what we do at Mellie's is we look at that person and we figure out what they need and we teach them work skills and everything that, anyone learns. But we also look at the person and we're like, how can we support you so that when you leave here and you graduate, you have the same skills and understanding of the workplace as anyone else got to learn through those high school and formative first job experiences.
Now, is this a stigma attached with people with disabilities that they can only go so far until you actually get to know that person and see how they can grow? Is that how society is? Because I don't see, and we were kind of talking a bit off mic about this, there isn't a lot of programming out there for people with intellectual and physical disabilities to enter the workforce. So is that the stigma that's preventing great people from getting great jobs?
We believe so, yes. We believe that a lot of it comes down to not necessarily what somebody can do, but what somebody's willing to invest in teaching them. Like, they have the will to learn, and they just need to learn the skills. But if we don't look at somebody with a disability under that same lens as somebody starting a job and learning how to work, and we assume that if they can't stock a shelf properly, maybe they don't know how to line the same products up. A lot of times what will happen is somebody with a disability, that trainer, manager, or coworker will assume that they can't do it. They'll assume that fixed limit. And instead of coaching them and mentoring them, because they don't want to be mean, right? So they're doing it because they're like, oh, well, maybe they can't, so I'm not going to say anything. They'll come behind them and fix it after. And so we're missing this beautiful opportunity to assume someone can, hold them to the same, accountability as you would anyone else, right? Look for ways that you can teach them, but don't assume that they know everything you know. They might not, but also don't assume that they can't learn, because they can. We can all learn.
We all can learn. That's very true. The summer program that's starting in Port Hope on July 21st is aimed at students.
Yes. So we go right back to the beginning. This is what we noticed. So when we started Melly's, it was with people that were over 21 and we were focusing on adults. And then we saw the same things happening to each person, those same skills that they were missing that you could absolutely learn when you're in high school. Really good conversation skills, being pulled into conversation, being able to go back and forth with someone, knowing how to self-advocate, that confidence that comes from doing new things out in like a workplace environment. And so we started a summer program. The first year we took six people, so six teens, and it was so successful and we had such a great time and we saw how much they just grew and how their whole brain opened up to what they could have in their lives. So like, because they achieved so many things at Melly's in that summer, they started to say stuff to us at the end of the summer that was just like, it made us so happy because they were like, I'm going to work, I'm going to get a job. Actually, I want to go to college. Or, you know, they could see it as something that was possible for themselves. Whereas at the beginning of the summer, they didn't necessarily see that. And then we grew to 12 and then we did 25. And we just started to get so much interest from other communities, like constantly. We get emails, messages on our social media. People are like, when are you bringing this to our community, right? And so we wanted to make sure we could do it in a way that was sustainable and we wouldn't lose like the structure that we've created. And so we decided Port Hope, Melly's was actually kind of like the bones of it started here in Northumberland. So this is a great place to go back and start the summer program and reach those teens before they graduate. So
now you work with these individuals.
Yes.
And so you're seeing the start, the progress, and then the eventual hopeful job entering into the market
many
times. What joy does that bring you, and what are you seeing on their faces as they're going through the entire program?
Well, I would say like the coolest thing is to see somebody start to believe that the things that we're sharing, that we believe, that, you know, when you believe in someone so deeply, you're like, yeah, this person has so many skills. And Ellen will touch on this, actually. She's got some great things on just seeing somebody's unique abilities. But you see it, but they don't see it for themselves necessarily because it hasn't been fostered. And I'm not saying that there aren't people in their lives that have said that, right?
Yeah.
But there's something special that happens when a stranger sees something in you and tells you that's different from maybe like your parent or someone you really know saying it. And so we say it to them. And then as that time with them goes on, usually it's like 6 months for an adult and that summer program is 7 weeks, they start to see it for themselves. You can literally see it in their face and the way that they come into Melly's, in their confidence, in the things that they start saying they want for themselves. You can literally see the shift in someone, like, I can do this. And the coolest thing is when they leave Melly's, so they graduate out, they always stay in contact with us. Like, they'll come in and say hi or send us emails, and they get jobs on their own. Like, we've had many people get jobs with just getting a little support from us, like over the phone sometimes, just an email here and that. And so, but that comes from that intrinsic confidence of believing, actually, I can have what other people have. I'm going to get it for myself.
You're essentially seeing their abilities before they do.
Absolutely.
And when they build that confidence, the light switch turns on, and then they're off to the races. There is no stopping at this point.
That's exactly what happens.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. But then you always want to make sure that wherever they go next, that continues. And that's why we stay so close to employers and we go in and we talk to them, because we want that mentorship and coaching piece built in there. Don't assume those fixed limits. They can do it. We know they can do it. We've seen them do it. Don't assume that they can't.
What is the Hope Towns initiative?
So Hope Towns is in Port Hope. So when we decided to open this training hub in Port Hope, we wanted to partner with a business that already existed that could support that work experience piece. So they're going to learn at 102 Walton through activities, and we're going to have a little pop-up shop there so they can practice some customer service and people can come in and, you know, purchase some things from our market. So that will be there. But then where do we take all this stuff that they're learning and apply it in a real environment? So we're so lucky to meet Albert and Madeline from Hope Towns, and through their cafe, The Main, and the Farm Hub, everything that the teens are learning at 102 Walton at our pop-up location, they will then get to apply with Hope Towns, either at the main in the cafe, which is just probably four or five retail spots down, or we're going to go into their farm hub, which is so cool. They're doing so many interesting things with regenerative farming, and we're going to be able to work with them a little bit there and support. So a real community venture.
Part two of the interview is coming up later, so stick around.
Hi, I am Rosa Ortega-Tiruel, and I am pleased to announce Hola Canada, a show with music and interviews to promote the integration and celebration of the Hispanic community in Canada. Join us every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. here in Northumberland 89.7, your truly local radio.
This is your sign to use this time to get on the voters list for the municipal election on October 26th. Visit registertovoteon.ca.
The Road to Cultivate returns Thursday, July 30th at Memorial Park in downtown Port Hope. This week, Nina Volcan brings an electrifying blend of cumbia, jazz, afrobeat, and electronic music that will have you dancing all evening long. Opening the night is local blues artist Camillo Restrepo. Bring a lawn chair, gather some friends, and enjoy a summer evening of great music, community, and connection. Music starts at 6 p.m. It's free, it's all ages, and it's right here in Port Hope. Road to Cultivate, every Thursday, all summer long. Learn more at cultivatefestival.ca.
Your voice is your instant connection to hearing truly local radio. Just ask your smart speaker to play Northumberland 89.7.
Passion of love. the corner, stand back and let her walk on by. She's got to be somebody's baby. She must be somebody's baby. She's got to be somebody's baby. Is she so? She's probably somebody's only light. Gonna shine tonight. Yeah, she's probably somebody's baby, alright. I heard her talking with her friend when she thought nobody else was around. She's got to be somebody's baby. She must be somebody's baby. When the cars and the signs and the streetlights light up the town, she's got to be somebody's baby. She must be somebody's baby. She's got to be somebody's baby. Is she so? She's probably somebody's only light. Gonna shine tonight. Yeah, she's probably somebody's baby, alright. I try to shut my eyes, but I can't get her out of my sight. I know I'm gonna know her, but I gotta get over my fright.
Back to haunt me like a ghost from a
double shot of Cole Campbell, Skeletons and Somebody's Baby. Great local music there. A very successful and popular program in Whippy with roots in Northumberland has expanded back to Port Hope. Melly's has opened a summer cafe aimed at helping young people with intellectual and developmental disabilities gain the skills and confidence needed to enter the workforce. Ellen McCray, a director at Melly's, says the program originated in Grafton and has helped 38 people obtain meaningful employment.
Well, it started in Grafton. Amy and I ran the Grafton Inn, and it was a conference center, a restaurant, a bed and breakfast. There were many moving parts, and of course, it's a rural area, and we had had to hire for the summer. It was a very busy summer, and there were a lot of students who came in with very little work experience. So we ended up noticing a few gaps in their training, and we created a training program for them. And at that very same time, my daughter has Down syndrome, and she volunteered there. And we noticed that she was very capable, and often they would say, "Hey, Melanie, what can I do? Can I help you?" So anyway, this training program was super successful. We saw these young people grow in so many ways. By the end of the summer, our training program worked really well. They were incredible, and we had an extremely successful business season as well. And then COVID hit, and we had to shut down. It was just the beginning of COVID. And so we thought, well, we've always wanted to open our own place. So we found a place in Whitby, and we opened that just before the lockdown. And so during the lockdown, we renovated and got it up and running. Off and on, we were open and closed. But we finally did open in October 2022 with three people. And then our training program expanded, and now it's 16 modules of workplace programming and 16 pillars of personal development. And along with that, we've got about 400 different activities that we do, and now we're up to about 150 people in the program altogether.
Now, did you find that the independence level of and confidence level of the participants just increase went through the roof by participating in this program?
Absolutely. When young people first start the program, we get a lot of feedback from their parents about what, you know, they need to learn and what they can't do. And within, I would say, about 2 weeks or less, the parents are coming in and say they can't believe the change in their independence and confidence and all the ways they just want to be. They want their parents just to leave them at the door and go forward.
Now, talk about the adults, though, because that may be a little bit of a longer road to get to that point. How are you finding the adults who participate gain their confidence and shift that into the next stage?
The adults gain their confidence very quickly, and it's not quite as quickly as the young students, but it's still very fast. The turnaround's quite impressive. However, the adults often have had a history of experiences where they weren't that pleasant for them, and that stuck with them a bit. So what we try to do is unlearn that behavior and the rejection that they've felt. But we see it happening very, very well with most of them. And
so then you open this Whippy location, and now you kind of went from the summer, a bit of students, a bit of help, and now you get to Whippy, and now it's just exploded. Now you got communities wanting this program all over the place. Did you anticipate that, and how do you manage that expectation?
Well, no, we didn't anticipate it. In fact, right now we have people coming to Melly's from Mississauga, Vaughan, Scarborough, Agincourt, Markham, all over the place. They take the train and come to Melly's. There isn't another program that we're aware of that offers this type of training in North America. Before we opened Melly's, we went around all across North America, going to all the places that they said they had a cafe with training for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, but it was a different type of training. Ours is much more independent, hands-on, and they're actually customer-facing, working with the customers every day, practicing the skills that they've learned with the activities.
So what do you say is the success of Melly's in Whippy then?
The success is, so far, we have, through the training program, they've gone through the three stages. They've graduated to Butterfly, and 38 people now have been able to find jobs in the community, and they still have those jobs as well. They're not just six-week internships. They're jobs that are still going on. Some people have been there for 3 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting people into the job market is the. I mean, how do you when you talk about the market? What's the customer feedback when they come in and have an interaction?
Well, when the customer comes through the door, they get a big, huge welcome to Mellie's, and it's such a warm feeling. And most people tell us that when they leave there, they leave very happy. So that they love the fresh baked treats, they love the coffee, and they love the service. So it's win-win.
No, we were talking a bit earlier about how there's independence, there's confidence, and how sometimes people with disabilities may look like they're struggling, but and you may offer help. And people with disabilities sometimes just don't want help. They want to be able to do it themselves because it may be, hey, there's a roadblock that I need to overcome, but I need to figure out how to overcome that. Are you finding that, like, people are kind of jumping in early to offer the assistance at maybe the expense of someone's ableism?
Indirectly, we have two schools of thought we follow at Mellie's. One is feedback. Yeah. So before we jump in, we always say, can I offer you some feedback? And then they have a choice then. So that's the other rule of thumb we have is it's their adults and they have a choice. So we never interfere with what they want to do at that time. Now, down 2 months later or a week later, they might change their opinion on what type of feedback they want or what choices they want to make. But it's entirely up to them because that's where the independence comes in.
But that's the words you're using that's offering kind of indirect help. But whether they want to take it, you're now putting that back on them instead of you saying, how can I help you beg that up or sweep that floor? It's you've used different language so that they can say, well, I don't want that help right now. Yeah. I'll figure this out by myself. But if I do need some help, I know it's there.
Yes, that's one of the ways we do it. We also have what we call mentorship, where the coaches demonstrate how things are done and then offer them the chance to try it. So it's all freedom of choice and that's what we want for them. They deserve that.
Their summer storefront is on Walton Street in Port Hope. Coming up after the break, community announcements.
The Sunday Morning Brunch runs from its new time of 7 to 9 every Sunday morning. Now 2 hours, but I can guarantee you I'll pack it with solid music, mixing in a little pop, add a touch of rock, soul, jazz, and just plain old-fashioned music you remember. So join me every Sunday for a musical ride of memories, 7 to 9, only on Northumberland 89.7, Truly Local Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. Are your wills and powers of attorney up to date? Or have you not got around to preparing any? We are happy to review your existing documents with you or help you decide what to put in your very first will and powers of attorney. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
It's the biggest month-end offer from the Santos Auto Group. At Port Hope Hyundai, save up to $5,000 on select models and choose from more than 15 demonstrator vehicles at unbeatable prices. At Port Hope Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, save up to $16,500 on select Jeep models. Plus, get an additional $1,850 loyalty bonus cash or finance select models for 0% up to 84 months. And at Port Hope Volkswagen, enjoy 0% financing for up to 60 months. Save $2,000 on a new 2026 Atlas and receive 3 years of complimentary maintenance on all Volkswagen SUVs. Don't miss the biggest month-end saving event of the season. Visit any Santos Auto Group dealership in Port Hope today and drive home with a great deal. Santos Auto Group, three great dealerships, one trusted name.
And now, Northumberland Humane Society Pet of the Week, brought to you by Northumberland 89.7 FM. Meet Goofy, a fun-loving American bully looking for his forever home. He's friendly, knows basic commands, and walks well on leash. Goofy would do best with an experienced owner who can provide structure, guidance, and lots of love as he continues to grow into an amazing companion. Visit Northumberland897.ca or call 905-885-4131 to learn more about Goofy today, because every pet deserves a loving home.
Thank you for listening to Northumberland 89.7. We listen to you as well, so get interactive with us. We're on social media, and you can call our listener feedback line at 905-372-2321.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Sadler inviting you to join me on Sundays at 1:30 for Radi Yoga. You don't need to be a contortionist. You don't need a mat or special pants. Just bring your imagination and a willing heart. Together, we will stretch our bodies and stretch our minds in a yoga practice that is for everyone, everywhere, through the air. This is Radi Yoga on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
Have you received a call, text, or message asking for money, gift cards, cryptocurrency, or personal information? It could be a scam. Fraudsters create urgency, build trust, and catch people off guard. The Coburg Police Service reminds residents that legitimate businesses and financial institutions will never demand payment by gift card or cryptocurrency. Slow down, ask questions, verify requests using trusted contact information. Never share personal or financial details. Learn more at the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center. If you believe you've been the victim of fraud, report it to the police. Stay alert and protect yourself. A message from the Coburg Police Service.
Here's what's happening in Northumberland.
Hi, this is Andrea with What's Happening. Friends of the Wesleyville Village present live pop-up music with Jeanette van der Vuren, country and rock and roll, Tuesday, July 28th at 6:30, and that's at 2082 Lakeshore Road, west of Port Hope. Concert band of Coburg Summer Series and the band shell is every Tuesday at 7:30 in Coburg's Victoria Park. Movies in the Park features The Muppet Christmas Carol Wednesday, July 29th at 8 p.m., and that's in Port Hope's Memorial Park. Concerts in Brighton's Memorial Park is Wednesday, July 29th at 6:30 with Whiskey Mojo. Road to Cultivate presents Nina Vulcan and Camilla Restrepo in Port Hope's Memorial Park Bandshell, Thursday, July 30th. The music starts at 6 and the Maker's Market opens at 3. Colborne's Music in the Square is Thursday, July 30th. Friends of the Wesleyville Village present The Last Lessons of Wesleyville, an escape room experience. It's held in the old schoolhouse on Fridays, Saturday, and Sunday until the end of August. Fun and educational for all ages. Reserve your spot by texting 905-376-8310. Downtown Coburg Sidewalk Sales, 3 days of bargains, live music, fun, and a fun kids zone. Starts Thursday, July 30th at 10 a.m. until Saturday, August the 1st. And hey, girls, saddle up. It's Girls' Night Out on Thursday, July 30th, starting at 4 o'clock till 9 in downtown Millbrook. Movies Under the Stars in Coburg presents Minecraft Movie is Monday, August the 3rd, and it starts at dusk.
If you have an upcoming event you'd like us to share, email info at northumberland897.ca. This is your connection to local news, sports, events, and businesses. We are Northumberland Strong. We are Northumberland 89.7.
Bare feet on a gravel road, chirping squirrel, croaking toad, saw a monarch butterfly leaving the cocoon, and it's barely even noon. Pileated woodpecker pounding on a tree, hummingbird humming and a bumblebee. I wonder if I'll ever know what I once know in bare feet on a gravel road. Little slugger ball cap on, playing baseball with my kid sister. Let go of the bat, luckily missed her. Labrador retriever being a pest again. Not much of a fielder, but she's our best friend. No grass was ever greener than what we walked on, bare feet on a grassy lawn.
Well, that's going to do it for me today. Coming up, the 6 o'clock news. Have a great evening. Take care of yourself and each other.
Started going in his younger years. Always wished it would be his life. Memories back to when he was a child, sleeping under starfield skies. Early rise beneath the morning sky, she makes a big man feel alive. Across the water of Lafayette, solitude pristine. See a tear in his eyes, a gone well. Black water, still pines for you. This lady is take a bit of toll. Pays the price long each night to get back to his sick place. Made the last trip, tears turned to ice, gone when